Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey everybody, welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness, brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Hurdle Apparel, high-tech socks, LER, Lower Extremity Review, and MVP Parent Magazines, and UK Health Radio. Hey, wow, the lunar eclipse, protect your eyes, coming up next week. We've got a great doubleheader, Mary Mitchell. She's the Chicago Sun-Times award-winning journalist. She's their director of culture and community engagement and a seniors advocate. She's joining me along with returning Dr. Kathy Subber, chiropractic physician. She's the owner of Advanced Health of Naperville, and she's the founder of the dynamic, the Branch Moms community. And the Sports Doctor's in with some Bob Guide of Wisdom, your emails. Mary Mitchell, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Well, thank you so much for the invitation.
I'm a longtime fan of yours as a journalist on so many different topics, families of youth sports, relationships of all of these scenarios. And I know that I think you took a sabbatical for a while. You came back.
I did. You,
as a big-time seniors advocate.
And yeah, well, you know, it was really kind of surprising. I just realized, well, you know, you're a senior now, you could retire. And I left thinking that I was retiring, and they called me back. And so that's kind of a semi-retirement.
How? Tell us a little bit about your background in the world of journalism, decades.
Well, for one thing, I didn't start off my career as a journalist. I was one of these people who had to learn the hard way that you can't really get very far, for at least when I was coming up, without a college degree. So I went back to school after working for law firms for about 20 years. I was in my 40s, went back to school, and was fortunate enough to meet a professor who thought that I had what it would take in order to be a columnist, not a columnist, but a journalist. And so he gave me a lot of pointers and kind of took me up under his wing, became my mentor, and I landed an internship at the Chicago Sun-Times in 1990. I was the oldest intern that they'd ever hired. People kept mistaking me for the teacher, the professor.
That's like the movie, The Intern,
yeah,
Robert De Niro.
Just like yeah. It, yes, just like that. And that's how life imitates art, but, you know, that's what happened with me, and I've been at the Chicago Sun-Times since then. It's been a wonderful career. I've learned a lot. I've covered a lot of big stories. I've covered mayors and sat down on at the table with former President Barack Obama when he was trying to get the Chicago Sun-Times to endorse him for a Senate seat. I mean, I've done those things, and I will have to give all credit to the people who helped me along the way.
You know, again, it's so interesting, exciting to have you join us. I know that you started writing about when you were coming back with the some of these senior issues, everything from seniors paying more for insurance than the rest of everybody. That was a surprise. To the concern of safety and wanting to be outside and walking and wanting to be active. And, you know, for decades.
That's the hard thing. Yeah,
it is.
It's a very hard thing to get to this age, and some people are not fortunate enough to get, you know, so many of us are not fortunate enough to get to this age, but I'm going to be 75. And for me to not want to go out or not exercise, get the exercise that I need, that's the quality of life is just shameful. I shouldn't have to be afraid to go out. I shouldn't have to be afraid to drive my car. I have a nice car. I worked very hard for many years to be able to buy a nice car. And now I'm afraid to drive it because somebody might carjack me. You know, so, you know, sometimes you think you just can't win.
Well, you know, the idea that these topics are discussed are so important, again, whether it's a young family with a son or daughter who's involved in school sports and they're driving all over the place and they are concerned about safety. Whoever worried about this stuff, it seems, decades ago, it's a new world. But the importance in the seniors and everything from the whole mental side of things, you know, mental fitness and mental health is the biggest topic in the world at this point in time. Whether you're trying to stay on a diet, whether you're trying to get away from addiction, whether you're trying to stick with your exercise program, et cetera, I call it on the sports doctor, Mary, the mental game, all of these aspects of that fact. But the importance of everything from fall prevention to, you know, what's the best shoe for you walking, to how do I stay injury-free, to, because like I mentioned, oh, you know, you want to get on the pickleball court now at, you know, 75 years old.
You would think you want to get on it, but, you know, walking is fine, too. Get the get very good shoes and walk. I love to walk. I live by the lakefront, and I enjoy it. The problem, though, is that I can't do it at certain times of the day because, honestly, I want to be out there in daylight. I don't want to do it in the evening. Sometimes, you know, you're concerned about people on the street. It's shameful that we have to live this way, and I would hope that, you know, elected officials take caring for seniors as important as it is for caring for other people and other groups.
We should not be afraid. Yes, I wrote an article, Mary, in like 2008. Mm-hmm. It was called Let's Get Them Walking. I wanted the school. We were very concerned about childhood obesity. Of course, we still are. Obesity is a gigantic problem. Diabetes is a scourge in the senior population. Podiatry, my profession, has always been involved in the area of many times seeing diabetics initially because maybe their feet were numb, they were losing feeling, et cetera, et cetera. So the idea of paying attention to, I call it the new medicine, Mary, and it's three things. It's three things. It's number one is eat smarter. You know, we're not going to get into any, but just eat smarter. And number two,
if you look on my counter right now, look on my counter right now, I still got Easter candy on the counter, and I'm like, well, you know, I told my husband,
it's okay.
Please stop bringing this junk home.
Yeah, it's okay if it's in perspective, and you know, if it's if we're not overdoing it. But the,
keep
you
moving,
know,
you say.
Yes, keep moving. Number two, whether you enjoy going to the gym, whether you're a walker, whether you're a runner, whether you're doing yoga. Do something. And number three is to help to reduce stress, which is to pay attention to rest and recovery. You know, you can't watch television for more than 5 minutes without either a drug ad or a diet ad. So
that's true. You know, isn't that terrible? That's
We've come a long way, Mary. We really, really have. We've come a long way. But the reality is we're still treading water. Again, childhood obesity is a nightmare, as well as adults, et cetera. And the idea is to keep people educated as best as possible. You know, fall prevention is a big, big deal in the senior community.
It is. It is. I agree with that. And you know, a part of my exercise routine is I live on the second floor, is walking the stairs instead of taking the elevator because I just want to be sure that I'm able to support myself, that I'm able to, you know, hold on to the railing and get myself up and downstairs. I think those are, it's little steps, you know, it's the little things that you do and you do regularly, you do intentionally to keep moving. You know, you can stand at the sink and, you know, do a little dance while you're doing the dishes. I mean, all of that counts for...
Well, if you do that, you know, the next thing you know, we'll be seeing you on TikTok. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go over to radio shows, you go back, I'm behind. But we have years' worth of radio shows, international, national, local guests, an endless array of topics that are included. Listen to whatever you'd like. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, there's a lot of excitement with MVP Parent Magazine that we're writing for, all sorts of different articles. My most popular article remains Women in High Heels Accepting the Challenge. It's still the top top article. Get these women to strengthen your feet and ankles when we're talking about that. And again, we have thousands of followers, lots of great information on X or a former Twitter, at SportsDoc, DOC Radio. We're talking with award-winning columnist Mary Mitchell, director of culture and community engagement. Boy, that's quite a group of activities that might be. But in the middle of all of this, again, in the senior population, is health and wellness. This whole idea of trying to be active as long as we can, as healthy as we can, and this is why we want to continue to work with the awareness of this importance, as well as the education in that regard. You know, community engagement. This is what you're right in the middle of.
Right, it is, and it's important for seniors to have a place, a platform, a place where they feel that they are being heard, and that's what I try to bring to my column. You know, I've spent many years writing about social justice issues, and I still care very much about that. But I also understand that the senior citizens can feel isolated, even through the newspaper. If they pick up the paper and they don't see themselves, if they turn on TV and all you see is that seniors are ill or falling down or needing this or needing that, but you don't see them doing things that are healthy and shows how that they're well and shows that you don't have to be frail and fragile because as you get older. There are a lot of people who are...
Well, yeah, let alone trying to navigate.
My mother was in her 80s walking miles in her 80s, you know. So I know that there are the images that we put out, we have to be very careful that we're not painting using this broad stroke of painting all seniors as not being able to function.
Mary, what's the site that you send people to find out about you and your articles and background?
I just send them to www.suntimes.com, and then you click on columnist, and you can find me, and you can find all my work that I've done.
I was excited to add you to my list of Suntimes columnists. You know, the famous sports writer Rick Kellender, I think, was first on my show 20-something years ago, give or take a few weeks, talking about all sorts of challenges against... Yes, and he still...
Yes.
And the great Neil Steinberg, who talked about divvy bikes on my show a few years ago, when we were talking about, again, people trying to staying fit in the city and, you know, jumping on a bike instead of, you know, driving for 5 blocks.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I agree with that, except that then we got to make sure that we're providing safe roads for them to hop on the bike.
Exactly.
And go places. We need that as much as we need, you know, the informing people about the health and that the things they can do to be healthy. But is this, how do we make it safe for them? Because honestly, I don't know where you live, but I live in Chicago, and the way people drive sometimes is scary. I mean, they're reckless. When we see crashes after crash every night, when you turn on the news, there is a crash and a horrible crash. Why? Because people are not stopping
at
the red lights. These are things that we need to make noise about.
Yeah, we need
to make noise about that. Because
that
prevents us seniors from being able to get out and enjoy the time that we have left.
Well, I think the population, again, everybody, all ages, we all know what the challenges are. Now, if you want to multiply the challenges times 100, throw in social media with all of this, but being able to discuss these issues, again, of safety or driving habits, et cetera, again, when you're talking about community engagement and government, we want people who help make the rules, whether it's new bike paths, where it's safety zones, where it's, again, getting people to pay attention to slow down here a little bit,
then I think that
is why... You know, the awareness, like we talked about, being so important, and then the educational side. And, you know, when we were trying to get, whether it was the schools to pay more attention, and, the idea of families and all of these challenges when it comes to inner city youth sports and participation of crazy parents, overzealous parents, another challenge we throw in.
That's true. That's truly a challenge.
That's why I co-wrote the book, Mary, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Now the sequel, of course, has to be hashtag Hey Sports Parents and Sports Grandparents, where we
you think grandparents are can be unruly when it comes to children's sports programs?
I couldn't dream of it. Is that possible? And again, when you talk about the pressure on these kids, the more talented the boy or girl, the more the pressure is there. Then again, we want parents and grandparents to pay attention. I knew the time would fly by with Mary, again, the director of culture and community education, a famous journalist from the Chicago Sun-Times. Is your column every Sunday, Mary?
I try to write it every Sunday. Sometimes I kind of skip a day or two Sunday.
I know, I missed you that.
Because I'm semi-retired, you know, and what's
good
of being semi-retired if you got to
give me the website
quickly
again, Mary.
www.suntimes.com.
www.suntimes.com. Mary Mitchell. Hold on, Mary. Thank you so much. We'll
Thank
be right
you.
Back, everybody. It's Sports Doctor. Hold on. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents. Hey, everybody, welcome back to snowy Chicago. You're listening to The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. I'm excited to return guest Dr. Kathy Suber, chiropractic physician. She's the owner of Advanced Health of Naperville. She's the founder of the Dynamic, the Branch Moms community. And gosh, Kathy, we were on the radio together talking about childhood obesity 20 years ago, 15 years ago. Who remembers? Dr. Kathy, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Bob. Yeah, I was thinking yesterday, like, how long ago was that? It could have been 20 years ago.
I think give or take a few weeks.
Yeah.
Kathy, give us some background on yourself, chiropractic medicine, your facility, and what you're doing.
You bet. You know, fast forward or go back a long time ago to when I was 17. I was a springboard diver, so an athlete myself. I hurt my back in a diving injury, which eventually led me to chiropractic care, which seemed to be the only thing that helped me at the time, and went to chiropractic school in Davenport, Iowa, at Palmer College of Chiropractic, which my son is there right now, actually. And then I moved to Naperville, Illinois in 1999, so 25 years ago, and opened up Advanced Health of Naperville. So we've been going strong for a quarter of a decade, which makes me older than I want to be, I guess. But we do chiropractic care, some mild physical therapy, acupuncture, cupping, massage, and functional medicine. And then as far as the Branch Moms community, that was something that was actually founded as Napro Moms Network, which was started by Kelly Thompson, which was one of my employees in 2009. And she started it just knowing that moms needed to connect. My practice was the first partner of it, the business partner for it. So we helped support the events that she was doing and promotion and things like that. And in 2011, she got transferred to Austin, Texas, and I took over the group. And today we're about 90,000 moms strong in the Chicago area, and it's pretty much my full-time job.
Yes, you know, it's amazing the ability to communicate, you know, when, again, you as an athlete, as a mom, and when we talk about the world of youth sports and the fact that chiropractic medicine has always been such a big part of all areas of health and wellness, as well as the area of youth sports, and the importance, you know, of sports moms and sports families about so many different areas of, you know, sports medicine, health and wellness education. But you guys have expanded into entertainment. It's like every day there's another event going on. Wow, it's 90,000 moms?
Yeah. It just keeps growing, and it's been very amazing to watch what the Branch has been able to do and the connections that it's helped people make, and just to watch the moms learn from some of the information we put out and be able to make new friends at the events we host. It's something that's much in need. People need connection more than ever these days, and we are happy to provide that.
You know, oh, absolutely. And, you know, the idea of education, so many different areas, you know, whether it is pregnancy care, whether it is dealing with all sorts of different aspects of being a mom, especially in this crazy world with everything that was going on in one regard or another. And aren't you expanding into other states?
We are, yeah. We recently just launched in Florida, Denver, Columbus, Ohio, and then a little closer to Chicago in the Chicago Southland area. So we've been rolling around the country having launch events and working on providing the same resources and connections that we do in the Naperville area and Chicagoland area in other states and locations.
And again, you have almost as many topics that you deal with Branch Moms as I deal with on the sports doctor. Again, when you're talking so many different holistic nutrition, again, so many health and wellness sides, rest and recovery, meditation, so many different topics that are, again, today more important than ever, the crazy world of dealing with social media. With moms, with children. I'm not surprised that it's exploded. And how long has it been that you've been, when you took over?
It's been 13 years now, this May.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you seeing any patients anymore?
You know what? Not that often. I do a specific cranial adjustment that I still go in for, but the Branch has really taken up a lot of my time. And I think that running my practice, I still have a practice with two doctors and two massage therapists and a functional medicine practitioner. I really enjoyed running the practice, but my heart right now has been with the Branch because I see the need for moms. I see how much moms are hurting sometimes, and when we're able to provide those connections,
exposing them to chiropractic alone
is a great service that you, it's such a great marriage. It really, what are the websites of Advanced Health and the Branch Moms, Dr. Kathy?
The Branch is thebranchmoms.com, and then the practice is advancedhealthnaperville.com.
You got our friend Liz Doyle out there in Florida getting involved.
Yeah, exactly. It's been great. But, you know, you're talking about health and wellness and sports and chiropractic and kids. You know, we see a lot of moms asking on the Branch about, hey, my child hurt themselves, or hey, I'm looking for a chiropractor, or hey, I need physical therapy. And I think it's really important as we have our young athletes in sports, especially sports that are, you know, someone that's really focusing on one sport, that the overuse injuries and the potential for injury is so high. And so making sure that you're doing some preventative care, chiropractic, a lot of times people think of chiropractic as neck and back pain, you know, issues for an adult, but just making sure the pelvis is balanced out, which then helps balance out the leg length, which then takes pressure off of the lower extremities. And, you know, you're the foot doc, so you understand this. That makes a world of difference.
Yeah, also, your son or daughter in the best shoe for their foot mechanics? What about you? Or your parents? So many times, again, you know, I would sing the song, the foot bone's connected to the ankle bone's connected to the knee bone, and you would sing the song, the back bone's connected, go up and down the structure. But again, you know, it's one of the reasons I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, was the epidemic in capital letters of youth sports overuse injuries.
Yeah.
And we even have a chapter in the book called The Prodigy Sports, because, you know, we tell parents all the time and coaches, we want kids to play multiple sports, use different parts of the body. That's what we really recommend. And that's great unless you're a gymnast or a figure skater. And today, even soccer and tennis, where you see kids specializing very, very early, and we would try to include chiropractic as well as in the physical therapy supervision as early as possible in order to be able to prevent problems as much as we could, let alone the mental side of being a sports parent, right?
I mean, absolutely. And, you know, another thing that I think people don't know is that your vestibular system and your balance, the way your body and balance and coordination and hand-eye coordination all works, the nervous system has to be working as well as it can. So if you have an upper cervical or a cranial issue, which is right where the cranial nerves that control these functions are, if that's out of alignment and it's putting pressure on those nerves, your son or daughter can't actually perform as well as they are able to. So that's kind of a unique thing that I think a lot of people don't realize. And then you also spoke about the stress and the pressure, and we see that a lot. We see that a lot within our patients where, you know, the moms are running around from one activity to the next activity to the next activity. And I think you really, as a mom and as a family, have to figure out what are your family priorities and where are your boundaries with regards to sports. Because if you say yes to everything, then your whole life can be taken over every weekend, every second of every afternoon, and you're basically running around eating in your car the whole time. And I just see a lot of moms that are really stressed out after all of that.
Oh, I think the idea of what's going on, again, throwing in social media on top of all of it, and I think the Branch Moms, I've watched you guys include all of these topics of, again, family time, and the idea of, you know, taking a couple of deep breaths and cool it and back down a little bit and rest and recovery. And again, it's the biggest topic in the world is mental health.
I know. And
the youth and adolescent challenges, nobody is surprised at what's going on. And have you found that organizations like yours getting more and more involved with communities and or school systems, park districts, makes a lot of sense?
You know, I think so. I think we all have to come together as a village. I mean, if you go back just, you know, 4 or 5 decades, most people lived a block away from their family, a block away from their aunt, right? They had a baby. Everyone was around. There was always someone that could help you take care of the baby, take care of the kids. You really, truly had a village. I know that sounds a little, you know, we always use a little cliche, but I find that for myself, I had my little ones, you know, they're 20 and 21 now, but we didn't have any family nearby. We didn't have any super close friends that we could say, hey, could you watch Christopher for, you know, 3 hours? And so I think it's becoming more and more important to build that community around you. And you have to be intentional. You have to be a little bold to make it for yourself, to go out and find those friends, to, you know, let down your guard a little bit and ask for help.
And I think do you see that again, you know, with these kids, the schools are paying more attention to the importance of exactly some of these things that you're talking about. And again, that these kinds of pressures, they get so out of hand. And again, this is no surprise. I mean, whether it's everything from adolescent suicide to all sorts of serious problems, let alone the over-medication of so yeah. many of these kids. Again, and that's the, you know, moms need to be educated.
Well, and I think, I mean, that's a topic we could go into for about 17 hours, of course, right? I think I'm very thankful to have medication when it is needed, but I think many times there are issues that physical activity, getting outside in the sun, having better connection, getting off of screens, right? It's a big topic that you just tapped into, but the part of being active, being in community, being around people, engaging in human behaviors that have been going on for as long as we know, we've gotten a little too far away from it. And then you add the pressures of social media. You think about the pressure a mom goes through just watching her friend seem like she's doing everything, right? Like, oh my goodness, everything's perfect in this woman's life. Well, the woman probably has something going on in her family that she's not sharing because she's not allowed to share it that she's really struggling with. When you then put a young brain on social media, they don't even know how to process all of that with an adult brain. And so I think the addition of that social media too early is just such a detrimental thing to our society in general.
You know, it's interesting. Chiropractic medicine, I've had a chiropractic physician as part of the sports doctor forever. And I give your profession the credit for paying attention to nutrition and for paying attention to exercise as part of health and wellness. I found the medical profession was way behind when it came to paying attention to those of particular areas. I want to talk more about that. When we come back, again, we're talking with Dr. Kathy Suberg, chiropractic physician and the founder of the Branch Moms Communities. And we will be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his 3 decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER, Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of sports doctor's key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, we are back in snowy Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. I hope everybody's excited about the lunar eclipse. Just make sure you protect your eyes. I really want to remind people, coming up on Monday, we're talking with chiropractic physician Dr. Kathy Suber. We're talking about the Branch Moms Community, Advanced Health of Naperville. Dr. Kathy, the chiropractic care, a lot of times parents want to know, how soon should I include chiropractic care with my children?
Yeah, that's a great question. I gave birth to Christopher, and I adjusted him about an hour later.
Right, that's right. You made him an inch taller, right off the bat.
Yeah,
amazing.
Exactly. There's a lot of misconceptions about chiropractic, pediatric chiropractic especially. The amount of pressure a chiropractor uses on a newborn baby would not even bruise a very ripe peach. It is really more vibrational pressure, and it's just making sure that those little tiny little bones that aren't even really bones yet are in alignment. If you think about the birth process and how unbelievable that is, right? Many times there are issues from just how the baby was in utero and then through the birth canal and through the process, or if there's a C-section involved. And so just double checking that those little cervical spine segments are working in the right direction and the cranial bones are moving the way they should just goes such a long way in the overall starting point of our bodies developing. You think about how quickly a newborn to, say, 3 years old, think about the tremendous growth that happens. Well, all of that growth that happens includes our spine and how it lays and if it's straight or it's curved or it has muscular dysfunction on one side, and that then controls the nervous system. Any pressure in the spine puts pressure on the nervous system, and if there's pressure on the nervous system, that controls every single part of our body. So I guess my overall answer would be as soon as possible, and I think if every baby got a checkup and every one-year-old got a checkup, I think there's a really lot of value to it. But especially by the time the kids are riding bikes and falling down and, you know, just making sure that someone's checking them out, making sure that they're balanced, their pelvis is balanced, their spine is balanced, just like you kind of align a car so that the wheels run, you know, wear the same way.
Yes, and of course, once we add sports to the mix, it just adds also to different stresses to the body. And a lot of times we would have in my world of, it's funny, I cannot believe we just celebrated 14 years when the Napervillian Evan Lysacek won the gold medal figure skating title. He was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates. I'm still putting orthotics in 10-year-old skates. and we were talking again about that specialization so early. You know, chiropractic care was a big part of his development all along when we were trying to prevent problems as well as enhance performance. And I don't think there's a serious sports team, professional on down, college, high school, that doesn't include chiropractic care. You've come a long way, baby.
You know, that is the truth. I've been a chiropractor for 26 years, and I remember I would go to, you know, Chamber of Commerce events, and people were like, oh, what kind of doctor are you? I'd be like, oh, I'm a chiropractor, but I'm a good chiropractor. and now I go and, you know, I tell people I'm a chiropractor. They're like, oh, I love my chiropractor. So in a quarter of a decade, things have so dramatically shifted. And, you know, you talk about figure skating and Evan, I mean, talk about balance and talk about proprioception that you need to be able to do everything you do in that sport. Your nervous system has to be firing on all levels.
You know, it's interesting to get into your profession where there's two exercise concepts I recommend in the book, Hashtag A Sports Parent, for any youth athlete, whatever their level, whatever their age, whatever their sport. It's no different for grandparents and parents. And the two exercise concepts, number one, strengthen your feet and ankles. No matter what you do, include it. And number two is include balance. Work on balance exercise in order to try to stay out of trouble. And again, you know, when you think about it, somebody's bow-legged, somebody's knock-kneed, someone's flat-footed, someone's got high arches, you know, body type, foot mechanics, leg length. You know, if we took 10 people off the street 5 minutes from now, we'd see probably 7 out of 10 have some sort of leg length imbalance.
Right.
You know, and we just don't pay enough attention. And when you add activities, you know, like I tell, that's why I wrote the article in 2021 on pickleball before people knew how to spell it. When I was telling seniors that this is physical. And you've got to get in shape. So, again, your profession is seeing pickleball unbelievable.
Yes, yes. I will admit to being tempted to go to the pickleball. I feel like I'm late to the game, but, man, it really does look like fun. But, as I said, my husband, you know, we need to start working out a little bit more before we just go run to pickleball.
That was the point. Where at my club at Seven Bridges, where they were using basketball courts, I'm talking 2-3 years ago at least, and again, the vast majority of people playing pickleball were seniors and super seniors and very excited about it and didn't realize, wow, I'm moving in different directions. I mean, this is like tennis or racquetball. And then we started seeing these Achilles tendonitis and back all over the place.
And
talking that we needed to be paying attention, you know. But, you know, today you guys are in the middle of new medicine. And, again, the branch moms, so much is about educating moms about, again, safety and precaution and all sorts of areas of their family relations, whether their children are athletes or not. And that's why I ask you with branch moms how your sports psychology skills are, Dr. Kathy.
You know, I actually was going to be a therapist before I was going to be a chiropractor. Before I found chiropractic, my back was so bad that I thought at some point I'd be in a wheelchair. And so I actually started college off to become a therapist. And when I found chiropractic, I quickly shifted and went to chiropractic school and did all the prerequisites before I, you know, went to Iowa to go to chiropractic school. But it truly is amazing how much psychology comes into being a doctor or actually running a mom's group. As we expand into other areas of the country, we find tons of other mom's groups. And they all have amazing aspects of them, and much of which is a very active online group, very active, you know, Facebook group. What we're trying to do is something a little bit deeper in many ways, is helping moms remember how to take care of themselves, helping moms learn how to set boundaries. We have a topic of the week. This week right now is having difficult conversations with those.
Gosh, that's 10 shows. I knew the time would fly by. Give me the website people could find out about the groups again, Dr. Kapp.
You bet. Our website is thebranchmoms.com. And from there, you can kind of dig into all of our locations and our blog and our events and business directory and more.
Such important information. It's so great to have you back.
Thank you so much.
And hold on, Dr. Kathy. We'll be right back, everybody, with the Sports Doctors In.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living. A people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world. And hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Introducing Hurdle Apparel Socks. Are you ready to step up your sock game? Hurdle Socks go above and beyond by adding unrivaled support and cushioning with their new Matrix support technology. By using an incredibly thin, anti-odor, anti-perspiration, shock-absorbing web or matrix that's incorporated in between the fibers of their socks, Hurdle is introducing the first socks with an internal structure to support your feet. There is an immediate difference as soon as you wear them in terms of cushioning and support. Walk on and walk easy with Hurdle socks. Go to hurdleapparel.com.
Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Good, good, good.
everybody. We are back with the Sports Doctor Is In segment, where we preview some upcoming guests and topics. We add a little bit of Bob Guida or Dr. Bob Wisdom, and we answer some emails, kicking it off usually with a baseball blue book question. So I've got some great guests. One of my favorite orthopedic surgeons from Philadelphia. He worked with the Eagles. He worked with the Philadelphia Ballet for years. Dr. Nick Ginobili will be returning. And then a family member, acquaintance, Dash, Saul Blinkoff, a man originally in the world of Disney, has become a dynamic motivational speaker. And we're going to talk the mental game with Saul Blinkoff when he joins us next week. The following week, we're going to catch up with Joel Franco. Joel's been on numerous times. He is the creator of the upcoming documentary that I've been involved with all this time, Where Our Children Play, The Challenge of Youth Sports. He's going to catch us up with where they are in that soon-to-be-released documentary. It's a tremendous project, and we're really, really excited about it. And then we're going to be speaking with pediatric oncologist Dr. Rachel Hughes from New York City. I'm a long-time supporter of St. Jude's pediatric cancer. It's such a challenge, and it's going to be great to have her join me. You know, Bob Guida made a big deal out of jump training. The whole idea of a whole system of training for all aspects of jumping, whether it was the explosive taking off, or whether it was landing with balance, with stability, trying to land softly, trying to prevent falling, and all aspects of jumping, changing direction, the incredible importance of strengthening the feet and ankles, and working on all sorts of balance training. You know, Bob created what he called the jump box, which was this piece of apparatus that was adjustable for different heights, where the athlete would jump up and land on the box, which was unstable. So he'd have to balance. And then she would jump off and land softly on a mat surface. And as I'm speaking about this, I'm picturing some of my old slides of the Olympic men's and women's volleyball teams working on the jump box. Again, jump training in order to try to, again, prevent injury, enhance performance. The baseball blue book question from Perry talks about the athleticism of baseball, and wanted me to chime in on the two exercises that are part of the inclusion of hashtag Hey Sports Parents, the book. And these are two essential exercises for youth sports, and baseball, of course, is absolutely one of them. Boys and girls, different ages, different levels, and the importance of, again, two exercises being included, strengthening that young baseball player's feet and ankles, and having him work on balance, him or her work on balance. Balance exercises, slant boards, tilt boards, mini trampolines, the sand dune stepper, and working on balance. All aspects of baseball have so much to do, again, with an endless array of challenges and balance, running, stopping, changing direction, falling, leaping. We just talked about the jump training. So again, the inclusion in the world of baseball and in these young players, you know, with the weight training and the strength training and the off-baseball training, to include strengthening feet and ankles, rubber bands also, great way to do that, rubber band exercises, So strengthening your feet and ankles and working in strengthening balance. Steve says, I'm a 55-year-old jogger. I want to know about how important orthotics in the long-term treatment of plantar fasciitis. I think it's invaluable. In my experience over the decades, you had to include orthotics for plantar fasciitis. Again, plantar fasciitis is an inflammation of the plantar fascia, the band of fiber at the bottom of the foot that connects the toes to the heel. Very commonly, plantar fasciitis is heel pain related. It also can be arch discomfort related. And when it's recurrent or persistent, the support of the foot is of major importance. And the GOLD program for support of the foot, for alignment of the foot-ankle joints, are custom orthotics by podiatry. Not only podiatry, but that they're the profession that's got the best expertise. Of course, I'm prejudiced. And when orthotics are included with whatever physical therapy, whatever intelligent rest, as a jogger, and sometimes we got to back off, be a walker for a few weeks, let that calm down. On occasion, plantar fasciitis is just brutal and very, very difficult. So physical therapy is included. Massage therapy many times is included. Stretching is included. Strengthening, very, very important. Shoe selection, very, very important. But the GOLD program for your feet is prescription orthotic, so check out if you haven't already with podiatry to be involved in those very, very two important points, which is what's the best shoe for you and where do orthotics fit in. Beth says, my 16-year-old daughter is developing bunions like I had, like my mother had. I had successful surgery 10 years ago. As a 45-year-old, do any of these over-the-counter straps and gizmos work? You know, Beth, if your daughter is not hurting, and again, you want to look at podiatry. Many times the foot mechanics have so much to do with the development, progression of bunions. So orthotics are a major weapon in slowing down changes. Some of these straps, which can begin to stretch those important muscles that contribute to the dislocation of the joint, can be helpful. So your 16-year-old daughter might really benefit from wearing a strap like that when she's doing her homework, eventually maybe even sleeping in something like that. But you want to have a evaluation of her foot mechanics because very, very often orthotics are not in the mix, especially if she doesn't have any symptoms or is not hurting, that a lot of times we see that this might be ignored until she becomes in her 20s, starts wearing more and more dress shoes, and we have more problems. So again, drrwildsportsdoctor@yahoo.com. Again, everybody, pay attention to the lunar eclipse on Monday. Protect those eyes. See you next week. It's the Sports Doctor.